What's up, world? I'd like to welcome y'all to a Drug Dealer's Dreams podcast, yo. Shit is real. We got real guests.
Yep.
Informative. Yo, my name G.
I'm Benny Blanco. You know, for those of you who lived it, can relate to it, seen it, heard it, felt it, been through it, it's for you.
Yo, we gonna have real convo, real guests, real just back and forth with me and my guy, man. Sit back, enjoy the ride, man. Drug Dealer's Dreams.
Word. If you're tuning in for gossip, tune out.
All right.
Drug Dealer's Dreams.
Another episode, man.
What's this episode on?
It don't matter. Drug Dealer's Dream.
We almost to 10. I know that. We might be at 10.
10, 11, 12. Something. Don't fucking matter. We put them out when we feel like it, man. Drug Dealer's Dreams. Y'all like the new set.
Our podcast is different.
Podcast is different, man. You know what I'm saying? For us to have a different podcast, we feel like we needed to change the set. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
At the end of the day, I think that was the right thing to do. We ain't like the regular boys, so...
We wanted to make it... even though there's a lot of podcasts, when we started, people told us it was oversaturated. They said, don't do it. Mm. But we still knew that it was young. And we could be innovative at the same time. And we just had to take it to a different level. Like, it's great. We love the studio. We love any studio. That's great.
We might hit the studio a couple times.
Definitely.
Again. We just do what we want.
But we wanted to show you, we wanted to show you basically a day in the life type flow. And it makes guests more comfortable. Obviously, you could tell that we mad comfortable. It just is what it is, you know. It's like
dreams,
it's like the closer we could get to letting you in just on our day to day life is the closer that you can get to feeling what we feel and have that relatable experience, and that's what a podcast is all about. So, just quickly, we want to recap what's been happening.
We appreciate all the support. Like we've been getting dumb love. You know what I'm saying, and we appreciate it for real, because we still do it.
What's some of the feedback you've been getting?
That I cut off the guests. You know what I'm saying? Nah, facts.
Right.
But I'm going to keep it a buck. 99% is all love, like on some real shit. I think because we not just sitting here talking about bullshit, we talking about real shit. And I think that shit helped. You know what I'm saying? I should be like a counseling session almost. Me and you was talking earlier. You said you went back and watched. You be watching episodes and you be applying it to your life. Even though it's the shit that we say already. But you be like, damn, like that shit is real. Like, it's for us as much as it's for y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, at the end of the day.
100%.
Like we really be paying attention to what we say and make sure we're not putting out a lot of bullshit.
Yeah, just like behind the scenes, we got to do timestamps. We got to make trailers, right? This shit is deeper than, like, just seeing us for 60 minutes or hour and a half. Like, we got to pick out.
Timestamp is.
We got to pick out trailers.
Because I didn't know what a timestamp was.
We got to go back.
Until,
right, we,
until
gotta,
we started doing this shit.
We got to go back. We got to go back and listen and pick out little 60-second clips for Instagram or whatever.
Of and, good points. In our episode.
And send them to Chop. Shout out to Chop.
Shout out to Chop, right. our cameraman. He's
anything.
Sensei Chop.
Yeah, anything you need.
He's lit.
Camera work, if you in the A, holla at him. He's like a fucking...
Nobody said it's like this for a podcast.
Nah. He's right. like a mercenary. He'll just come murk your shit and charge you and then keep it moving.
Facts.
Right. But...
Don't be cheap out there, yo. You pay for what you get. You feel
so,
me?
So... Timestamps, we just pick little time. So, of course, if we do the podcast, we're not rushing to go listen to it because we did the shit. We already heard it.
Mm-hmm.
But in going back and listening to it, you pick up on certain things and it's just it just applies to your life, man. Because like I was telling G, I be giving myself advice. Like I'll go back and listen to it. I might be going through something. I hear some shit that I say. And I'm like, okay, listen to yourself. You know, you fucking up. You're doing this, you're doing that. And I listen to myself. And, you know, that shit applies to everybody watching, everybody that views it. You know, it's easy to give somebody else advice.
Okay.
But when you faced with yourself, that conversation gets realer. because you got to challenge yourself, and there's no realer challenge than that.
Nah, real shit. We done had a variety of guests. This should be tough, man, because some people don't want to face the reality of what we say. Be like, oh man, they don't live like that, or they don't apply the shit that they say. You know what I'm saying? You can give advice easily if you don't take it yourself. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
I can say, man, we actually do that shit. You know what I'm saying?
And it's not easy.
Not easy at all.
It's not easy to hold yourself accountable for the shit you be saying. Like, every single day. Like, one thing we don't do, we might touch on some current events if it's of substance, but we don't do the gossip thing.
Yeah.
That would be the easy route.
Yeah,
it's
go
not,
to a blog.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
We was talking earlier, you know, the illest part about, like I kind of want to get in some current shit. I was telling you, I fucks with Nipsey.
That's worth talking about.
I rocks with Nipsey
Hussle.
That's
worth talking about.
And number one, I like his album, but I don't rock with him heavy because of his music. I'm not going to lie to I'm just getting into Nip. I definitely heard Crenshaw and all that, but I'm going to keep it buck. I was down when Crenshaw came out on a Violation.
Right.
So I ain't get the whole Rush $100 album. I wasn't on it. You know what I'm saying? Definitely heard it when I came home.
It was a $1,000 album.
Nah. Crenshaw was the $100. And then he did the $1,000 after
okay.
that.
Okay.
So I definitely heard some joints I like. But it's different when you're on the street and you get that rush and that feeling of an album.
Right.
You know what I'm
right.
saying? Like Black
right.
Album was lit. Everybody says it's a classic. But I was locked for it. So I ain't get that. I don't listen to it like I would listen to a Reasonable Doubt or Volume 2
right.
or Blueprint.
Because you can't relate it to experience.
I can't relate it to experience. Right. I just know right. I was down. I heard a few joints.
Right.
This Victory Lap, I'm home.
Right.
I'm seeing the interviews. Right. I like him as a person. You know what I'm saying? Like I like him because he a gangster and was a gangbanger. Still is a gangbanger, but he ain't a fucking idiot. You know what I'm saying? He has common sense.
Right.
One of the illest interviews when I seen him on Hot 97, he was talking to Ebro. He said, bro, like, we in a different generation of gangbanging. He said, he was like, yo, when we was young, the older niggas, older Crips, pretty much, not in a literal sense, but gave us a pamphlet. This is what you do. Ride, find your op, bam, 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 whatever,
right.
whatever.
Right.
Get busy.
Right.
He was like, but technology done caught up with us. The fact that we can't go run down on a nigga and then think you got away with it, but then they heard you did it and they get your phone and see that you was at the murder scene because the cell phone pings and your ass
right.
is popped.
Right.
We can't. It stopped. He said it stopped street violence as much as it did, you know, as much as in the 90s or the early 2000s because technology caught up with us. So he was like, so I told my dudes, we got to get on the other side of technology. We opening up. He opened up Vectors 90, I think
it's called. A creative space.
A creative space where we got entrepreneurs from our area
right.
who can get in the Silicon Valley like and learn that shit. And like,
right.
come on, man. The illest part about it, what he said, he was like, I could chill with YG because he had blood or whoever because they had blood. And we can claim our set. But we ain't set tripping.
Mm.
And like, we rep where we from, but I ain't got to bang on a nigga that's a blood because, man, listen, let's get this bread. And I love where I'm from, but I ain't got to shoot you. You know what I'm saying? Because you from this other side. You know, the illest part of what he said, I know I'm reiterating a lot of stuff from the interview, but if you didn't see it and you watch us like you should, Drug Dealer's Dream, he said, bro, when we go on a mission, like to run down on a nigga, he said, we might ride, you know, L.A., you might go two blocks away and you're a whole nother hood. He said, we pull on a block. I see a dude. He dressed different. He is square. Give him a pass. We give this other nigga a pass. He like, but when I see somebody who dressed like me, who look like me, but from a different side, we bang on him.
Right.
He's like, at the end of the day, I realize I'm looking for me.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you shooting you.
Yeah.
You shooting somebody who look like you. And he understand that shit is whack. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to get 100 years when I go to this shit and I'm gonna look like a real nigga. But at the end of the day, that shit is real shit for you to realize. Yeah. You've been doing that shit for all of these years, and that ain't it. You know what I'm saying? So I rock with Nips because he got common sense. It's cool to ride for your hood and rep your hood until you be stupid enough to ride for your hood and rep your hood.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He ain't talking about being a snitch and all that dumb ass shit. He just realizing, man, I got a family. I want to get this bread. And I got dudes from my hood that I actually want to help. Right. And me shooting a motherfucker for them ain't really helping them.
No.
I fucks with Nip for that. So now when I listen to his songs, I pay attention a little deeper because he it's some real shit that he's saying. I keep talking, but
you that's well said.
I'm not a Kendrick Lamar fan, let me say that, and I apologize for anybody who is. But on the song Dedication, Kendrick Lamar say some real shit. He say, not verbatim, because I don't remember the whole shit.
And he raps too crazy.
But he said,
to even
my man L said, do a song with Nip. He's a better crit. Like, fuck with him. But he said, nah, he a man first. Do you listen to the words that he's spitting in his verse?
Yeah,
talking about building businesses, black entrepreneur. Like, I fuck with him for that.
Right.
Not because he a crip and he from L.A.
Right.
That's real shit, bro. No, it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really, that's where I'm at in life. You know what I'm saying? And it's ill to hear somebody talk about that that's cut from the same cloth.
No, it is.
You know what I'm saying?
And it's about...
And that's real shit.
See, we witnessing to be our age and to have made it is such a blessing, right? Not only on the surface, but to just the level of understanding that we inherit, because it's mad shit out here now, right? It's people who are lucky enough like us to be here still.
Facts.
You still got to make real choices.
Facts.
So you got a lot of strange shit going on. Like you said, the reason you appreciate Nip is because it's common sense. It resonates with you, right? Because we doing the same shit. We empowering ourselves. We doing businesses. We put in hard work to change our life. We made sacrifices. We do things, right?
Facts.
And but then there's a lot of other weird shit going on. And one thing I wanted to touch on was this whole civilian movement.
Okay.
Right. And this is a touchy subject because it affected, people have lived and died by certain codes, and it's not cool for one or even two or even 20 or us or any small amount of people to try to get on a platform and change the rules. That's never cool. Right. And let me tell you why, right? It's not cool because you're not that powerful.
Right.
You're just not. You can't change rules that have been embedded for 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years, right? But what does need to be addressed is the fact that the rules do need to change. And what I mean is, just like you were saying, as times change, if the rules stay the same, every single person is going to lose.
Okay.
So as times change, as technology changes, as opportunities change, guidance needs to change. Okay. Rules need to change. You know, the NFL, the NBA, they look over their rules every single year to make sure a catch is a catch or a foul is a foul. You know, and the game that we come from is way realer than any professional sports league. Motherfuckers lose their life.
Right. You go to jail forever.
Exactly. So to think that we can still rip and run with the same mindset of 50 years ago is crazy. That's crazy. Now, when I say rules need to change, I don't mean that principles need to change. Don't get it twisted.
Big difference.
Big difference.
Big difference. Principles need to stay the same.
Principles are the same because that's what makes you the man that you are. But the rules, bro, the rules were written by liars.
Exactly. Let me say.
Break it down.
It was not the principles, the rules were made based on principle. The problem is
maybe
shit changes during that time where the rules need to be rearranged, like you said, not the principles.
Right.
Still don't tell on your friends.
Of course.
You still don't, you with somebody and y'all do a crime, that shit is on y'all. But you have to change your strategy on the rules. You have to change how you move. You have to change you have to gain more common sense before you. A lot of people ran around like dummies because this is for this group.
Right.
Now, at the end of the day, the goal is to stay free.
Right.
You can't
with integrity staying free without compromising who you are.
Facts. Integrity. Right. Keep integrity. It at all time. Right. But motherfucker who been down 30 years can't call you from jail telling you how to move out there.
No.
Because he don't know what the fuck's going on. You know what I'm saying? Like shit gets to jail information first. Real right. live. A motherfucker right. can call you from jail, be like, oh, I heard that. I'd be like, damn, how you know that?
Right.
But that don't mean he know that it's a camera at the light on every fucking corner. You know what I'm saying? Or he don't know about certain shit because he ain't there to witness it. You know what I'm saying? So I think the illest shit is being aware of your surroundings and being on top of the way the world moves. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to get too deep because it ain't, you know what I'm saying? But that's the difference, man. Like that shit is just, everything is just crazy, bro. You know what I'm saying? I just want motherfucker to understand who ain't from the life or about that life is that's why I brought up Nipsey, because he's still active, you know what I'm saying? But he understands.
And he's in that zone of not being young enough to do the dumb shit, but not being old enough to not be listened to. You know what I'm saying? Right. He's in that good zone. And on top of everything, he made some really, really good music, which is refreshing. He made dope. Like you said, I was home. You know, I was here. I was here. I went through. But being from the East Coast, it always takes a little more
to give you hope.
To listen, but I gotta give Nip like a shout out. Like he had certain records. Respect Your Passion is one of my favorite records of all time.
Okay.
Fuck his catalog.
Okay.
Just period. I think the chorus on Respect Your Passion was genius. I don't think he said a better line than that since then. And he said a lot of great shit. That's not a knock or whatever. His album is dope. I think it's better than Jada and Fab album. Real shit.
I can go for that.
I just think so.
I rocks with Jada and Fab.
Me too. I like the album. At first, I wasn't feeling it. It grew on me.
Jada and Fab album is lit.
I expect so much from them, right? I expect so much that I almost went into it with a bad... I did go into it with a bad, like...
Because they don't make the best albums.
Yeah, I just went into it. It was my fault. I didn't go into it right. I should have went into it more open-minded. Right. But Nip shit, this is how times change, right? This is a prime example. Jeezy was our motivational rapper at one point, right? Okay. But Jeezy came in on the tail end of the coke shit.
Okay.
He was a motivational hustler rapper. Yo, Nip is a motivational rapper. But he's a more insightful, better vocab, better lyrics, legal money motivational rapper. Okay. Nip's not telling you, yo, go do this and go do that on the street level. Nip's telling you elevate.
Please, Lord, don't let me grow. Go to jail today. Right. Even though during that era, that's what I was fucking with because I wasn't trying to go to jail. I had a trunk full of bullshit.
Right.
Facts.
But Nip, he gives you the same feeling with a total different delivery. Yo, you know what's crazy about the 90s and 2000s where I talk about rules need to change? Because a lot of dudes are going to hear me say that. And be like, what do you mean? I live by the rules. I die by the rules. And I respect that.
Right.
But I don't respect it at the same time. And I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Something simple, right? Like, don't ever change. That was a stamp of our era. Right. I never changed. I stayed the same forever. Yeah, that's not really a good thing.
No matter how much loot I get, I'm sitting in the project.
He didn't stay there.
He didn't.
Because that wasn't mirrors. Right, that wasn't a good rule to ever have. You know, rest in peace, a bunch of dudes, rest in peace, Chinks, right?
Facts.
Rest in peace. And I didn't know the man. I'm not assuming anything. I'm just going off what all our listeners go off. You know, I'm going off what I see, what I read. Yo, you have to grow. It doesn't mean you have to lose who you are or where you come from, but you got to grow.
You got to grow. Smart.
And that shit ain't easy.
You know the illest part about it is, damn, I keep going back to this Nipsey interview.
It's all good. It's all good. It's an important album. It deserves some time. It deserves some time.
Ebro was talking to the man. He was like, you know, like, why do motherfuckers, not necessarily gangbang, but why you do that? Why the life you live? He said it's based on resources. He's like, if you had $100,000, $200,000, whatever, you wouldn't live like that.
Right.
You living like this because you ain't got shit. You ain't got nothing to live for.
Right.
He was like, I'm going to go with music. We're not going to keep it gangster because a lot of people don't live like that. Take the most hardcore artists. When they get some money, they ain't talking about that shit no more.
Right.
They not talking about popping a nigga and ducking the ops. Oh, I bought a Rollie. Oh, I'm in the top floor of the Venetian. They talking that rich shit because they don't want to be a part of that shit. Everybody wants a better life for them and their family, bro.
Definitely.
It's about bread. If you had that, you wouldn't be living in this 4-block radius with shooting at motherfuckers all day. You'd be out of there. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
And that's the difference. You know what I'm saying? It's based on resources. If we all had bread, we wouldn't be in this hood being on this bullshit. That's the difference. But, you know what I'm saying? But, like I think it's based on resources. It's based on, like Jay said, why they call it a project, because it's a project. It's an experiment. They put you here to kill yourself. Don't live like that forever. The goal is to make some bread and get the fuck out. So you're not going to live by, oh man, I'm walking down the block with 30. Man, the rap niggas not doing that. And if they are, they're getting caught with the gun and going to jail and being dumb.
Right. I mean, how many young rappers just went to jail this week? Mad rappers, right?
Yo. Listen, my son's favorite rap, I said it before, is G Herbo.
Right.
He always talks about G Herbo. I'm like, G Herbo just went to jail.
Right.
Shout out G Herbo. Free G Herbo. He don't got no bail. Crazy shit. But he's sitting there, it ain't worth it.
No.
It's not worth it. You know what I'm saying? It's not that serious, bro. You know what I'm saying?
It's hard to hear that, though. At that age, it's hard to hear that serious because motherfuckers are dying.
Even some people listen and be like, man, people be trying to get at him. You know what I'm saying? Why wouldn't he carry a gun? It's how you move, bro. Like they say you a sucker for having security. No, let them carry that gun. You know what I'm saying? Because if I go to jail, don't nobody eat. Facts.
Right.
I go to jail, ain't nobody eating. You know what I'm saying? Like I go to jail, we ain't doing no podcast. You go to jail, we ain't doing no podcast.
Right.
You gotta save the breadwinners. It's not sending nobody else to jail. You gotta be responsible. I got security.
Right.
They getting 500 a day, 1,000 a day, whatever the fuck they getting to roll with me to make sure a motherfucker don't be on no bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And I used to think that shit was whack. Oh, he ain't real.
He got security.
He ain't real. I like the fact that he rolled dolo.
Yeah, exactly. Why,
what the fuck are you gonna get fucked up for?
Exactly.
Behind another motherfucker. Them cases cost hundreds of thousands.
Right.
Fuck the bail. We talking lawyer. You high profile now.
Right.
You're not a regular dude. You know what I'm saying? And I just like, man, Nip, I ain't going as far as Nip. Nip said, stop drinking lean. I don't smoke weed. He said, I don't want to go in the meeting smelling like weed. Because dude was like, weed is legal. He says, it's the difference. When they smell weed on me, they're not taking me serious. That's real shit. Give a fuck how much weed is legal. They think I ain't on point.
Right.
They ain't think I'm coming up in there and I can state my points, what I want,
right.
You know, what I got to offer for your company to sponsor me or whatever, because I'm on point. It ain't about catching no charge. It's about handling my business.
Right.
That's the difference, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can smoke weed at the end of the day after you do what you have to do. You know what I'm saying?
But I don't want to be in the back of the car blowing before I walk in this shit because weed's legal in Cali and I got a meeting in Cali.
Right.
No,
it's
that
not
means
cool.
Nothing.
It doesn't give you cool points. It doesn't give you cool points.
Not saying you got to walk in there in a 3-piece suit.
Nah.
But I'm going to walk in there, my eyes not red, and I'm going to be on my shit.
About my business.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Man, it's like.
Listen, drug dealer's dream is showing you growth, yo.
Like
the illest part about it is, we say it all the time, is. We don't live next door to you. You know what I'm saying? We ain't always live like this. This shit is, it's progression. Like, motherfucker been through so much shit. I hate keep saying it like, oh, we just the illest niggas, but like, we still here. You know what I'm saying? Like, like Nip said, ain't no smut on my name. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like real life facts. Like, damn, been through it, man. If you don't learn from us, you ain't learn from nobody. You know what I'm saying? I tell my son all the time. He 20. You know what I'm saying? Like, you take the shortcut. It's easy to say because you got to bump your head. You take the shortcut, you going to jail. You know what I'm saying? Like, there ain't much way about it. Like, and that's jail if you lucky. You might get shot. You might die.
Right.
You might get 100 years. Like you right. lucky if you get a skid bid of under 10 years.
Right.
When you go to the feds, they say 10 years or under. Oh, you short. You walk in there. Oh, I got 7 years. Oh, you short, young boy. Nah, I ain't sure. That's a lot of fucking time.
Hell yeah.
But that's how real. Because you in there with motherfucker 30, 40, 50 years. And that's crazy. My little brother got a life sentence, bro. He called me yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Is I got to pay for a appeal lawyer. Like, got to get him the fuck out of there. He seen two motherfuckers get killed in front of him last week.
In a week.
Facts.
In a week.
In front of him.
In a week.
Like that shit is different.
Tell him where's he.
He in Attica. At? Life sentence. Max prison. My little brother, 23. Just turned 24. Like real facts. Like that shit is different. You know what I'm saying? That shit is mind altering. That shit will fuck you up for life. That shit could turn him into a killer. He in there on a body. But that shit could turn him into a. It ain't no, oh, I'm shooting from the car. Oh, this is knife work,
right?
Close up action. That's right. A whole different scenario,
right? Right.
You fuck what a nigga talking about,
right? Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that shit is different, bro. Like that shit is hand to hand combat. Come on, bro. Like he, all the real shit he did while he was home. He begging to be on the street. And, man, I'll get a job at McDonald's. Now you get a job at McDonald's. Yeah, that life sentence will change you. You don't
exactly.
want to be in there on that bullshit. All them niggas he is riding for ain't writing them, ain't sending them shit. Shit, motherfuckers don't love you, bro.
No.
As much as, oh, I love you, bro.
They might think they do, and that's cool. Man. But it's a difference when you need it. It's just a difference when you need it.
Different like, when you need a magazine. You know what I'm saying? That shit is different. It's different when your kids need sneakers and shit. And niggas ain't coming through, but you
or when
hear
you
about
need
them
somebody to drive,
five bottles in the club.
Like when you need somebody to drive for 4 hours
to come
on the
you.
Weekend. Yeah,
right.
Something simple as that. And then you realize how out of touch everything you're involved in is. You know what I'm saying? Who got a fucking license?
But you
who has a car?
Him. But you to kill for them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And That's when the shit gets real. Motherfuckers don't understand that. And that shit is just it's just fucked up. Like
so can you think of a rule? Like that was just one that came off the top of my head, right? With like a rule like don't ever change. I remember Jay, it was a great song. Jay, I think Scarface and Beans, I think, made a song called Never Change. I think. I'm telling you, whatever. People listening, they'll go back.
And,
yeah, yeah.
They weren't. It was Jay by himself.
That was Jay? Okay.
Facts.
You're right. My
facts.
Bad.
I'm a Jay.
But that was a rule. That rule, now 444 is all about change. 444 is, yo, you need to change. You need to grow. You need to change. Look what I did. I grew. Look, Jay told us, we don't lease, we buy the whole car, like you should. Now I'm 444, he's saying, don't buy a car.
Yeah.
You're wasting money.
But see, the illest part about Jay is now we jumping into music halfway.
Nah, but real quick, before we even go there, can you think of a rule that you feel like was bullshit? Because I really think that rule was bullshit.
What rule?
The rule of never changing rule.
I don't know if I could think of another rule. We'll get to that. I can't think of it off top. But the illest part about Jay I want to touch is. He used to say that shit, but he still... See, the illest part about him, he used to still give you them change is cool to cop, but more important is lawyer fees.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
He did.
Like,
it was all good just a week ago.
Yeah, see, the illest part about it is he used to say that shit, but he used to give you them... I'm real like y'all, but I still be on this other shit. You know what I'm saying? And it just at 444, he made a whole album about the other shit.
He did.
You know
he
what I'm
did.
Saying? And
isn't that the difference, though? Isn't the difference like, do you ever ask yourself like why you're still here, right? A lot of it's luck, right? A lot of it's blessings, a lot of it's luck, right? Yes.
Shout out to the real young hoe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, fact. a lot of I'm definitely not here because of me. I'm here because of other things. You know what I'm saying? Other people, other things. I'm lucky. Right. Like this is not I didn't build this on my own, right? You have to be understand that first and foremost. You can't even move forward if you think anyone who gets where they are in life and sticks their chest out and just thinks they work harder than everybody or they did things smarter than everybody is stupid as fuck. Like you didn't.
No, I halfway did shit smarter.
No,
but
listen.
I'm an idiot.
No, there's smarter. Certain things you did, right? But it's unmerited favor, bro. Like you didn't get here on your own.
God has helped me.
100%.
I definitely think I move smarter, but the illest part about it is, you know, sometimes, bro, I think some people get a bad rap. I'm going to tell you, and like go to jail or whatever just on some bullshit.
Yeah.
But you still can't run like an idiot. You know what I'm saying? I think it helps to be smarter because... because if you just run reckless, that's your destiny. Just you can only get by for so long just being a dummy. But you have to understand that damn, it's just hard for me to explain because I don't got all the answers. But it's just it's definitely luck. But I think when you get to the point where you're over 30, over 35, whatever, I don't give a fuck, you're 25. You got away with a lot of bullshit. You got to kind of rearrange your life and figure out. I can't keep getting by. What the fuck can I do? I might still do a little wrong, but yeah. I had to be on the right side of the fence a little bit. Whether it's a business with your dirty money, I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Try something, bro. Like, how long we been doing this? That don't mean we make millions of dollars. We don't make shit. It's the fact that when you make an effort to do shit, I think karma realizes it. I don't think if karma realizes it, God realizes, like
the universe realizes it, and it's even realer with the internet because the world can see it. Like we was talking earlier, right? You know what the deepest shit is, or what we talk about. It made me sit up when I said it, right? Okay. The deepest shit is responsibility, right? Part of being a man. And I can only imagine being a woman, but just being a grown up, right, is taking responsibility. Not only on the level of like, I punch you in the face, you bleed in, that's my fault. Not like that. Like real responsibility. Like understanding that your actions affect everything that is around you. And how does it affect that? And that is your responsibility. You did that, right? So you have to pay for that. In some form or fashion, you have to pay for that. You can't walk away or turn your back from responsibility. It will come for you. It will come for you. It might call you on your phone. It might shoot you in the back. You know what I'm saying? It might punch you in the face. But this podcast, we made it very clear in the beginning that we were courageous enough to take responsibility for certain things. We weren't going to turn it into a gossip show, right? We weren't going to turn it into a fucking world star or two motherfuckers just get bent and say dumb ass shit. Right. We weren't going to turn it into that, right? Okay. We're going to turn it into something substantial because that's where we come from. That's what we value, right? Okay. And I hope they see that by episode 10. I hope they see that because a lot of people got it twisted. Still to this day, right? We don't have a million followers. Right. We're not popping or whatever, right? We got certain things in the works, but those are only in the works. So we still get the crooked eye to the shirts. We still get the comments. We still get the bullshit, right? A drug dealer's dreams. What the fuck is that? You interview drug dealers. You interview this. You interview that, right? But at the end of the day, the message is, take responsibility for your fucking actions and who you are. So what? I'm not ashamed that I sold drugs. That was reality. That was the generation. If you didn't, on some real shit, there was probably something wrong with you.
Yeah.
We're growing up in that era, right? In that time, in that environment. But real quick, let me just finish. I say that to say, accept who you are no matter what you did, right? Accept who you are and keep it moving. Keep it moving and do something positive in the future. And maybe, just maybe, bro, karma catches up, meets in the middle, and you shoot to the moon.
You know what?
Maybe.
Nah, I think you're right. I think the illest part about whether you... fuck, we sold drugs, whatever. I think that... you know the illest part about it? We've worked. We've been in the street. I've been in prison, whatever. I think full circle, that makes me a better man.
Yeah.
Like I want to be a better father because that happened to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's the illest part. Motherfuckers call me on a daily. Yo, I'm picking up my daughter from school. I'm with the kids or whatever. I go harder because my father went to prison. Or I went to prison and I don't want to be that person.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers know me at the school. Right. Teachers know me, like, I'm going on field trips. I'm chaperoning shit. Right. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been through that shit.
Right.
Because I missed a few of those. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want to do. And not saying I probably wouldn't have did it if I didn't go to prison, because I ain't hating on the motherfuckers who never went and are good fathers.
Right.
But that makes me go harder. That don't mean that you've been in the street or you've been in prison, you can't. You know what I'm saying? It's harder gaining that relationship with your kids because you've been gone and they forgot about when they were a baby and you was changing pampers. They don't remember that shit. They remember in kindergarten or in third grade that it was daddy-daughter day and you
ain't. Right. So it's like, yo, listen, when you're young and you're making bad decisions due to a lack of guidance, due to stupidity, whatever, right? You do certain things that spin that bad karma on you, right? But then as you get older and you get wiser, you can do things to spin it back the other way. And the only thing you can do is teach. You're teaching your son, right? You're teaching your kids, right? And that's like the karma force field. That's like, yo, I learned it. Relax. Back up off me.
You know the illest part about it, right? Dwayne Colma, episode 6? I don't even remember what episode.
Right.
Dwayne Colma episode, he had a life sentence. Obama let him out on a clemency after 21 years, right?
Right.
He was he lives in Syracuse, New York. His daughter, he's been gone for 21 years. I don't know how old his daughter is, forgive me. She's not 25. He left, she was 3 years old or some old crazy shit.
Right.
He came to my house this weekend, we're talking about a week ago. She wanted to move to Atlanta. What I'm saying is, after 21 years of not being in her life, he's still driving her down here. Not her mother. Not disrespecting her mother, I don't know her.
Right.
He's being a part of her life. It's not too late. It don't matter how long you've been away from your kids or whatever. You can still gain that relationship, and that's still what he wants to do. And drove her down here, bought her stuff down here, her car, and set her up. Because, like it's what I'm saying, it's not too late to get your life together.
It's not.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what I want to say to a lot of people. Whether you don't know, whether you a felon and can't get a $10 hour job, it ain't too late. Like, the shit will turn around, you just can't stop. You know what I'm saying? And I've been in every scenario, so I can't tell you. I just sold drugs all my life, and I was a kingpin. Listen, we ain't saying that. What I'm saying is, I've worked $10 hour jobs, and I had no job, couldn't find a job, I sold drugs, I done been rich, been poor, all of that. But you gotta keep working. Just like we showing y'all with this podcast.
And that shit ain't, I'm glad you said that, because that doesn't mean go to work every day. If you happy with that, great. You better than me, because I've never been happy with that. So that's great. I wish, I envy you on some real shit. I envy the person that can go clock in 9 to 5, feel fulfilled, go home, put their feet up, and be great. Now, real quick, let me just, because you said some real shit, right? You have to have the initiative to do something outside of what you're required to do that brings you some type of whatever, bro, like cause, meaning, fulfillment, whatever the fuck it is. But You're not going to be who you're supposed to be until you find that.
All right, listen.
Go ahead.
We was just talking some real shit before the podcast. My pops called me. Not to put my pops out there, but my pops is a real nigga. Pops did fed time. He was on the case with Dwayne Coleman, right? He'll be on the show eventually. My pops called me for some bread, right? Motherfucker be like, oh man, you give your pops bread, his car broke down, whatever. My pops is the realest nigga to me. You know how hard it is to have been rich, go to prison, realize that that shit ain't the move. Like my pops did like a county bid, did a year, Janesville, all this shit, Janesville County Jail, whatever, from Syracuse. But then when he went to the Fed and came home, they're like, man, this shit ain't it. Well, motherfucker went and got a job. I'm probably gonna have the same job 12, 13 years straight at a nursing home, work dietary, serving old people the trays and shit, they meals, making bullshit. They offered him to go to school to be a CNA.
Right.
He's a CNA. But he make like $19 an hour now.
Right.
It ain't his rich money, but he ain't going to jail.
He ain't going
he
to
might
jail.
Need help from time to time. But the reason why I look out for my pops is because it's harder to work that job than it is to run out in the street and make you 30, 40, 50 grand.
Right.
Yeah, and he been rich, six-digit nigga. He ain't been a millionaire, but he was straight.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? So I respect that more. So I'd rather help him than him jump out of there and doing some dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? But my pops is older, but he's still young enough. He in the loop. He can get bread, but I respect the fact that he won't.
But
he got young kids, as old as he is, that he still ain't trying to do that dumb shit. And I respect y'all dudes going to work. So like you said, you don't have to, you can't, you don't want to go to work every day. But I respect that. Because if that's what you want to do to make sure you're free because you've been through the bullshit, or if you've not been through the bullshit, I respect it. You know what I'm saying? But I respect also if you got a dream to go chase that shit.
Exactly. You know what I'm when you come home, when you clock out, don't think that the work stops.
Work on your dream.
Right. When you when you clock out, that's when you really clock in. Cause you done with what's mandatory. Like, it's fucked up. You know, I don't wanna get into some weirdo shit. Like, but we're required to do certain things. It's just the way life is set up. You gotta pay bills.
Right.
You gotta do things, right? Clock in 9 to 5, right? Yo. Talk to the people, for the people listening who thought that you had to be a drug dealer to listen to this. I hope you have realized you don't have to.
Not about drug dealing.
Understand that it's what it's really about is no matter who the fuck you are or what you've been labeled as, please dream, man. Please. Like, please. It makes the world a better place.
Anything
please
you
dream.
Want to do, like, if you need a partner, you can do it. Damn. For all y'all who haven't listened to all the episodes, I hope you binge watch and go by. But me and Blanc, yo, this shit was destiny. Like we ain't been in the trenches just getting money together and we was out pouring rich and we just decided to do this shit. We've known each other for a long time and been friends. But he had his group, I had my group. But at the end of the day, this shit comes together, man. Sometimes people who you didn't think that you'll end up being in business with or being associated with, don't fight it though. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I've tried many ventures by myself with many people. The shit don't work.
Me too.
This man called me. Him too. Man, let's do this, bro.
Yeah.
Man, fuck you.
And you know, and it didn't even come. You know, it's crazy. I'm glad you touched on this. Go ahead.
Even that. Motherfuckers that you might have been in a group with over here and you felt not obligated, but what is the word? Like you felt loyalty.
Definitely.
To these people over here.
Definitely.
I know I've been knowing y'all forever. We've been in the trenches. You've been in the trenches with different people. You feel like you owe them.
Definitely.
Like, man, we've been trying shit. Shit don't work.
Right.
Whatever it is. But sometimes that shit don't work. Sometimes you got to throw them to the left, bro. You know what I'm saying? I don't want no beef with you. I don't want to kill you. But this shit ain't working. I to me, the world is based off energy, bro. And it's good energy. Like we say it all the time. I don't know this man 30 years, 35 years.
Right, right.
Since we've been babies, facts.
Right.
Me and this man ain't never had an argument.
No.
Like real life. Like, we ain't never had an argument. I got dudes who, my man Jigga, who was on another episode, Young OG, follow my Instagram. I ain't known him that long. But that's a dude, I know we won't have arguments. It's the same thing. Like, it's something where you can call me, yo, G, you probably need to tighten up.
Right.
You might need to, yo, Blanc, you slipping.
Right.
We man enough to be able to tell it. It ain't an argument. We're peers. Right.
We had that talk the other day.
Facts.
But we could laugh through it. And because it comes, listen, man.
You got to be able to, you can't be scared enough. If you scared to tell your friend or your brother something, he not your friend or your brother. Because you got to care about him that much to say it. You know what I'm saying? And yo, if it's women, listen, yo, tighten up, shorty.
Straight
you
up.
You chasing around this nigga who doing you crazy. And he been rich. I mean, I say rich. He been hood rich.
Right.
20-30 grand.
Yeah.
He wasn't investing in your lash business or your wigs or something old crazy.
He didn't
like
get
that.
Your online boutique popping.
Yeah,
he didn't.
A pair of red bottoms or something.
Yeah.
But when they set up some real shit you needed to handle, you getting. So it's the same thing with your partners. It's like, bro, I want to do something. And you're like, nah, that shit, why you doing a podcast? Shit ain't gonna work, bro. Let's get this bread over here. Nah, I got dreams, bro. I've been doing this shit for 30 years and I ain't out. I gotta do something that can get me out.
Right.
I got 10,000 in bills every month. I can't.
Right.
I can't sell a drug. I gotta sell drugs forever. Let me create a business that makes me 3-4 grand a month. It's light. But let me let that make another business. Now I got 5 joints that I make.
It's just like building. And listen.
And I'm straight.
We heard the story when we was kids, man. Right. What's it? It's crazy, right? It's crazy.
Come on, bro. It's handy time.
Yeah, but, all right. What's the story about, what is it, the pigs that built the houses? What's that shit?
The 3 little pigs.
Yeah, but that's life.
Okay.
You got some people that build houses on stone and bricks.
Okay.
And some people that build houses on fucking straw and whatever the fuck, right?
Because.
And just let me finish, right? Because I know motherfuckers listening. Like, what the fuck is he talking about? Yo, what I'm talking about is, yo, when you build a foundation on something solid,
okay,
right? Like real experience, real time,
okay,
real history,
okay,
right? Things, it's easy to build off that. Because if you run out of brick one day, you can stuff it with something because your foundation is solid and your house still be dope. You still got siding. You can renovate. You can do things. You can always switch up and evolve and change because your foundation is solid. But if your relationship, it don't matter if it's with your girl, your wife, your homeboy, whatever, your family members. If your foundation is whack, right? What are you built on? What did you start this thing on? Like, was it built out of need for each other? Y'all was using each other? What was it built off, right? Was it built off environment? You just this motherfucking friend because you live next to him? Or that's just your girlfriend because y'all went to high school together? Like, what's it built off, right? If it's built off something real, if it's not built off lack of resources, if it's really built off choice, it can grow. But you have to check yourself as a grown-up, man. And, you know, we started this thing with, like, Nipsey being dope with common sense. I think Dave Chappelle is an amazing example of common sense in this world right now. I think Jay-Z has evolved to common sense. As an artist, I think that's dope. I think common sense is ruling shit right now, right? Go ahead.
You know what the illest part about Jay-Z? He does a good job of playing dumb. He was doing all of this shit. But like he said, one of his illest lines is, I dumbed down for my audience to double my dollars. I was trying to get this bread. I ain't an idiot.
That's a cool way to say it. What's the real way to say that? I exploited y'all dumb motherfuckers, right? I took advantage of y'all.
Right. That's what he said.
Right. And if you don't realize that, then that's, you never realize. See, I was never a big Jay-Z fan because I heard him when he said, I'm a hustler, homie. You a customer crony.
Right.
And I said, I'm not buying your fucking album anymore.
But you was
real shit because
you was aware.
I was super aware right. because I was like minded like him, so I respected him. But I knew what he was doing. I knew Sunshine was corny. I knew right. He knew it. I knew The City Is Mine was corny. That shit was corny. Like, but I knew certain records were dope, right? But I knew it was a hustle. I knew it was a hustle, Tim. And I knew in my own right, in my own lane, in my own life, I was hustling just like he was hustling. It wasn't for the same amount of money.
And we need customers.
It wasn't in the same amount of thing, but at the same time, I might slick play my custies at the same time as I exploit them, but I don't want to lose them. So I say that to say, to bring it full circle, yo. If there's one thing you take away from this episode, man, it's really responsibility. You know, I think responsibility is the main sign of maturity. I think, and I don't mean responsibility on a surface level, like I did something, I know I did it. Okay. That's responsibility for beginners. That's 101. Real responsibility is understanding what you did and the effect that it has on people, the effect that it has on you. You know, how many of you watching can look at yourself in the mirror and hold yourself accountable for the person you claim to be? You know, that's everyday life. And, you know, like when G talks about his pops, you know, I hate to make assumptions, but I'm sure his pops had a moment where he looked at himself in the mirror and said, I'm not hustling no more. And it's hard every day to hold yourself accountable to that. And even for the hustler every day, it's hard to hold yourself accountable saying, I'm gonna take this life risk every single day for this money. Like, it's not about who's making more of a risk, who's not. It's about being comfortable with yourself, making a real decision, and hold yourself accountable. You know, that's the definition. When you laying in that casket, right, and people at your funeral, nobody's gonna talk about how much bread you had. Nobody's gonna talk about the jewelry. Nobody's gonna talk about how much bitches you fucked or no stupid ass shit. They're gonna talk about times that they shared with you, conversations they had, experiences they had. And if you don't take nothing from this podcast, understand this, man. The effect that you have on people is gonna measure your worth when you land in that casket. You gotta have a good effect, bro, on the people that's around you, because you keep them around you for a reason, right? The effect that you have on them, the stories. Now, do you think the stories that they tell about you when you gone?
Yeah.
That's the value of man that you are.
I definitely agree. That's the illest part about being at this age and being coming full circle about the shit we've been through.
Well,
you know the dopest part about life and what I thank God for a lot of the time is I'm here to talk about it instead of being in a cell talking about it.
100%.
Like you could be in a cell and that's a podcast.
Yeah, and but it might be the best podcast on
best
earth.
Best podcast. I done had many nights where we just talking like, God, like damn this shit. I didn't know it would be a podcast, but like, yo, this just an ill combo. And the illest part about it is y'all don't know how them dudes in the cell just really appreciate life because they don't got it no more. You know what I'm saying? And I think that is the reason why we need a podcast and why I probably never stop doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't ever think like, oh, this shit ain't working. I ain't doing it no more.
Right.
It's because I've had similar conversations and wish I could tell the world and not be able to. That shit is the illest. You know what I'm saying? Is y'all understand. I don't give a fuck if it's 10 motherfuckers that watch and one motherfucker learn from it.
Yeah.
It's the fact that, man, like
we'll be here next week.
We blessed to be here.
Yo, like if you ain't got
blessed to be here. As
for real.
Even if a motherfucker ain't been in the street, but you thought about it, man, fuck that. This job shit ain't work. I'm gonna take my check and flip, or I'm gonna go get a burner and run in the bank. Whatever you decided to do.
Right.
Like you still here, and whether you did the bid or not and came home, yo, you here. Imagine how many people is not here. Like that shit is crazy. You know what I'm saying? How many chicks gave? It's tax season. How many chicks gave a dude their tax money, he got knocked? Or he didn't flip it and he lost it.
Right.
And you like, man.
Yeah.
But I'm here to talk about it in his next tax season. Or I got to go to work and work overtime.
Right.
That's a drug dealer's dream.
Right.
You tried some shit. It didn't work. Let's talk about it. You know what I'm saying? And let's realize the same like-minded people here like you that's trying to make it. And everybody trying to find a lane. Trying to do lashes. Got wigs going.
Whatever.
You know what I'm saying?
Fixing credit.
You got that Malaysian.
Look at the guests we had, right? We had guests, right?
Drug dealers, right?
We're only 8, 9, 10 episodes in, right?
Whatever.
But if you really follow us, right, you'll gain a wealth of knowledge that's invaluable. And I don't say that without proof. Like, I give you the proof. I don't just talk. We had Dwayne, who reached ridiculous amounts of money at a very young age, right? But fuck all that. Don't get blinded by the bullshit. Think about why he did it, right? He clearly stated on the podcast that, and I appreciate all our guests for being honest. You know, something crazy happens at the end of all our interviews when the cameras go off. They look at both of us and they say, I can't believe I said what I said. Like, I forgot that shit, or I never thought I would say that in public, whatever. So shout out to them, because real strength lies in vulnerability. Like, they said that because they felt comfortable, because they were in the company of like-minded individuals. Right. But anyway, he said he started hustling because there was no food on the table, right? So that's one extreme over here. Right, that's an extreme. Then you got Brandy Davis, right? Amazing guest, right?
At Free Pretty Girls,
Brandy Davis, hands down one of our best supporters, best guests, close friend of the show, all right? All love and respect to Brandy, right? But she had everything in the world.
Pop showered up.
Her father took every single sacrifice and risk to make sure she didn't get involved. And she still got involved. And this is the moment that I'm trying to, you know, if anything happens this episode, I want it to be this. But this is the moment that I'm trying to get across to you. Brandy Davis had a moment. Dwayne had a moment where they checked themselves. And they said, this is what I'm going to do. And how many people out there are waiting on that? They're scared of that moment. Listen, it's okay. That moment is the scariest moment of your fucking life, when you check yourself and you hold yourself accountable for who the fuck you want to be. Be who you want to be. Challenge yourself. Be who the fuck you want to be. You know, I'm not going to shit on Brandy because she had mad money, but she still wanted to hustle. That's who the fuck she wanted to be. That's an ambitious motherfucker. Great job. You faced the consequences. You came back. Now you're a better person for it. That's only a shout out to the character individual you are. Dwayne had different circumstances, but he knew who the fuck he wanted to be. You know, so when I tell people, like, y'all hear us talk, and y'all like, yeah, whatever, you know, they talking, that's cool. I understand. I say the same shit, you know. I hate motivational speakers most of the time. I'd be like, yo, you getting paid for motivational speaking, but you're not doing what you're saying you're doing. Like, you're saying never give up, but you're a motivational speaker, so you just talking. We're not motivational speakers. Right. We're doing a podcast. We've been doing it over a year. Right. We haven't got a check for it. Shout out to Drink Champs, right? They noticed our genius. They signed on, but they don't pay for anything. Right. Like, understand, you might get a blessing that you might think might change your life, right? But then it's not what it is supposed to be in your mind, right? What do you do? Yeah, shout out to Drink Champ, shout out to Ali, shout out to Randy.
But the illest
thing, we put out.
We know we have to work.
Right.
Like, you give us a platform, and that's the difference in life too. Like, you might say, yo, son, I back you. Like, I fuck with you.
Right.
But show me what you can do, and I got you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna just sponsor your whole dream and you ain't gotta work.
No.
Work. You know what I'm saying? I'm behind you. I'm looking. Okay, you catching fire. Bro, I see you putting forth the effort.
Right.
Let's go. You want to do a chicken business, you a chef.
Right.
you might be the chef, bro, but I need to see you on the street trying to sell these plates.
Right.
And then, yo, let's get this storefront. I see you got, you know, got the following. Like, that's a lot of people will see us and be like, yo, put me on. Or do this. I see you work. Bro, you don't understand all the work that go through it. Let me get cooking, bro. And let me see what you got going on. And
it's like,
come together and make sense of this whole thing.
For you logical people, right? Because I'm not a logical individual. I'm intelligent, but I'm not logical. Like, but for the logical people listening that who get kind of lost in this shit, you know, I remember I listened to Killer Mike on a panel one day. I was at a music conference and I was there trying to network, and this is when I was doing music. And he said, yo, when I get off this panel, I know a bunch of y'all gonna hand me y'all music. He said, if you don't have a barcode and a real product, this is in the CD era, right? He said, if you don't have a barcode and a real product, I'm throwing your shit in the trash. I'm letting you know right now. So don't even hand it to me. He said, it's not about how good you rap. It's about how much money have you invested in yourself. Because how can you expect a label to invest $1 million in you when you won't even invest $10,000 in you? This is you. You're supposed to believe this more than anybody. So, like, for us to sign a joint venture with Drink Champs, how can we expect them to, I don't know, make us Drink Champs, right? Or whatever the fuck, right? If we don't overdo it on our end. Like, we have to, yo, we, no matter what deal you sign, what job you get, whatever walk of life you're in, if you don't overdo it, they're not going to meet you halfway. They're not going to meet you halfway.
You know, the illest part about it is Dame Dash is a smart dude, right?
Right. I like Dame. I like the shit he be saying. I like Dame.
Work.
You have to work.
You got
to
work. Like, it's no handouts. Like how Dame said, you ain't got a boss. He went overboard with it because sometimes you got to work under a motherfucker to become a boss.
Right.
But you have to work. Like you have to... You have to work till you get a partnership. Like he was screaming out Charlamagne, like, nah, Def Jam was a partnership.
Right.
They had a 50-50 venture. That's the same thing. Like we work. I'ma outwork the boss, the worker,
everything
to where I make it so nah. This is equal circumstance we got going on.
I got it.
Whether you got more bread or whatever, you gotta work.
I got a cousin, right?
Okay.
Who has the best job out of anybody that I know in life, okay? He shaves his face, right? Okay. He tucks in his shirt.
Okay.
All the shit that we ridiculed him for as a young man, right? We said that he was playing himself. We said that he was fake, whatever. We just grown up tease mode, right? You know how that shit is, right? Yo, to this day, he's passed all that. He's very successful. Good family, good dad, all that. He's established. He has a great job. He still gets to work before his boss. He calls me on his way home at like 8:00 at night. And I'm like, what the fuck? You not home yet? He's like, yo, I don't leave till my boss leaves. I don't care. That's what got me here. I'm gonna do this shit for the rest of the time. I'm going to get here before my boss gets here, and I'm going to leave after he leaves.
Okay.
I don't care how high up, whatever.
Okay.
Yo, there was a large period of my life that I didn't understand that. You know, and that might not be everybody's path. That might not be everybody's goal, but yo, work does pay off. Work does pay off, bro.
Okay.
And if you don't think that, look around you and look who's ahead of you.
You know the problem.
And I bet they outworked you.
You know what the problem is some people, there's no hate. Some people just been working forever for somebody. And it don't look like it's paying off.
Right.
What the fuck you mean? You've been making $10-$15 an hour for 20 years.
Right.
Hell yeah, you don't like getting up in the morning. The difference is if you had something you wanted to do, the problem is nobody chasing their dream. Some people think they gotta quit their job to chase their dream. You quit your, you chase your dream while you working if you gotta work. You still gotta pay your bills. But the same way you said, when you get off, you still got to work. Or use the money that you're working with to fund your dream.
Right.
The problem is that some people working every day, okay, work for 20 years. No. You work for 5, 10 and figure out what you want to do. You want to make cakes or cupcakes.
Whatever the fuck you want to do.
Whatever you want to do on the side.
Do that shit when you go home.
On the side. You got to work 8 hours a day and then work another 8 hours when you come home. That's what the fuck you got to do.
Right.
That's the difference. Motherfuckers come home tired and don't want to work. No, you got to lose that sleep.
Right.
So that in 5 years, some people say, oh, 5 years is a long time. No, you've been working for 20.
Exactly.
Work them 5 and figure that and work them extra 8 hours a day. You got to cut them 10 down to 5 and work double shift.
Nah, you're right.
That's what the fuck you got to do.
Right.
This shit ain't, motherfuckers ain't paying us to do this shit, bro.
No. It's like, yo, listen, it's what we said 7-8 episodes ago. Yo, if you don't believe what the fuck we saying, right, just watch. You've seen our scenery change, right? We telling you that our situation changed, right? We're aligned with a certain group now. It hasn't changed anything as far as our reach or our whatever, but it will. It will.
We're still working outside of here.
Right.
Because we know this shit has to work.
Yo, just keep watching. If you don't believe, we'll make you believe us. This ain't a fucking infomercial. This is not a sales pitch. It's an example of exactly what the fuck you could be doing. And I hope, you know, there's a reason we drop every Sunday night at midnight. Yo, I hope that we bring your week that motivation. I hope that you see us do it again. And you understand no matter what we're going through, because I promise you, we're going through everything you're going through, if not more, on a weekly basis. And we still take time to record, to pay, to get it done. If you take that same approach in your life, yo, we'll probably meet you halfway. Real shit. And, you know, appreciate everybody for listening. Our numbers are slowly growing. Progress is everything in life, man. Progress will keep momentum going. Thank you to everybody. About to be 10 episodes deep. Appreciate all the guests. Got dope guests to come. Like we said, I know y'all be seeing the Drink Champs logo. Shout out to Drink Champs. They noticed us at 2 episodes. Right. They noticed us at 2 episodes on SoundCloud in a barbershop. Came to us. Gave us an opportunity that we still... Go ahead.
A lot of y'all be figuring out, oh, I don't know when to release my project. I don't know when to roll out. Sometimes you just got to put shit out and throw it against the wall, hope it stick. You know what I'm saying?
Might as well.
Yo, a drug dealer's dream, man. Last episode for right now.
Yeah.
Holla.
Till next time.